Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. It is January 3rd. I know we said we were taking this week off, but we decided not to, so we apologize for the inconvenience. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
All right, and since there's no Toonami this week, we'll be going on our... we'll just be doubling up on the non-Toonami stuff we cover. Although, first, I wanted to mention... since we did our, like, you know, rankings for last week, you mentioned, like, you know, what was, like, would be the top and bottom on our averages. So that got me interested. So I calculated where everything would be if we averaged them out. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. So basically, obviously, I just took the place we put for each and averaged them out. So essentially, the lower the score, the higher you are. It's like, you know, golf, basically. Okay, so in first place, as you notice, is World Trigger. Then, now, last time I said Ice Shield 21 averaged out to second place. That wasn't quite right. Ice Shield 21 and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure tied for averaging out for second and third place.
Mm.
My Hero Academia then was 4th, Yomushi Petal 5th, Hunter x Hunter 6th, Black Clover 7th. Hunter x Hunter and Black Clover were tied for 6th and 7th. Haikyuu was 8th, Attack on Titan was 9th, Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball Z Kai were tied for 10th and 11th, although since then, I've kind of reconsidered and decided I really should have put Dragon Ball Super. I should have swapped them so Dragon Ball Super was the one higher for mine. So the way it should be, if I had done what I think I should have done, would have been Super, then Kai in this. But too late for that. 12 and 13 are Boruto and Naruto tied. 14 and 15 are Iron-Blooded Orphans and Mob Psycho 100 tied. 16 is Pop Team Epic, and 17 is Fooly Cooly Seasons 2 and 3.
Mm.
All right. Also, one other thing I should mention. I was talking about expiration of copyrights and stuff. I'm sorry, I goofed up. I don't think Bambi is actually, the book is expired. I think that's in a few years. So, I'm sorry if you've decided to start, you know, sharing it with everyone. That was kind of some bad advice. I apologize for the inconvenience. Okay, but on to the stuff we actually are here to talk about. So we'll do Ice Shield 21 episodes 113 and 114.
Okay, are you doing this for me?
Oh, you usually do Ice Shield.
Oh, okay, yeah. So basically, as predicted by the Crunchyroll,
episode synopsis.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, I knew already that they were going to fall into a 32-0 hole, which they did. And one thing to point out is that the biggest comeback in the history of the National Football League is 32 points. So if... Damon Devil Bats come back to win this game, they will tie the all-time record there. And so then, you know, they're struggling. So then they put in the Yuki and use him in some various ways. And they try an onside kick and they recover it. And then they put in men and they're able to come back and make it at least a little closer. But as it stands, what was the score at the end of the two episodes? 32-14?
Yeah, that was at the end of both of the episodes.
Yeah, so that's where we are whenever time runs out on the second of the two episodes. And I thought these were great episodes. I was really into both of them. I just think they were really exciting. I mean, some of the ways things happen were kind of unrealistic, like a football squirts out and then like the every single person's racing after it, and it's like usually that's not the way it works, but in any case, it was very fun to watch. I really liked these two episodes. What about you?
Oh yeah, I thought they were very good. I thought both of the touchdowns the Devil Bats have gotten so far felt like really like a big victory. They felt really impactful. The first was, you know, Yuki Mitsu actually entering the game and doing something. And the second one I liked was when I can never remember the names of the individual Haha brothers. But the one of them, you know, he's able to make the touchdown. Like, even after Agon grabs him, he's like thinking, well, I can still force one more step, and then he manages to do it, which brings him to the touchdown. So that was cool. Yeah, this was a good episode. One other thing. I liked the part where Hiruma is telling them, like, oh, well, there's no way we can win, so just don't get yourselves hurt, and there's only like a one bazillionth of a chance of us winning. And the way everyone is able to realize, no, that this is just him giving us coded advice, because he always says there's no point in giving up unless the chance is zero, which one bazillionth at least isn't. At least I think so. I'm not exactly sure what the numerical value of one bazillionth is. I actually was wondering what the original Japanese thing was there. Do they, like, have a word that means, like, bazillion or gazillion? Is it, like, an imaginary? Because I don't know what that line originally was. If they were, like, creative, with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, very, very, very strong episodes. This is the sort of thing I remember liking when I read the comic. And I'm so glad we're on those parts that I remember liking from it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to Yo Mushi Pedal then, episodes 19 and 20. Okay, so I'm going to be honest, I'm not really sure what the point of the first of these episodes was. other than, I guess, to remind us, yes, there are female characters in this series. it didn't really seem like there much happened in there.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was a little better, although the first half of it was mostly devoted to the other teams, and I don't know. So far, I just haven't been able to find myself really caring about the opposing team so far. Do you have that also, or?
Yeah, I feel the same way, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like thinking, I look at Ice Shield 21, and I'm like, oh man, like, so, I'll admit maybe some of it is because they're going against each other, and that obviously gives more development, but it just, the opposing teams on that series have just always been so well developed and interesting for the most part. Whereas here, I'm just like, oh, okay, are we still on the part with the teams that aren't the main characters? Okay, I guess I'll wait a little longer. Let's see. Other than that, though, you know, it's all, the second episode is, there's that, but then, you know, there's just sort of like, you know, it's everyone. Then the second half is a bit more eventful about, like, the main character, you know, trying to, like, get ready and prepare for it, finding out that the guy who's a captain kind of, like, basically, you know, in the last race of these wasn't able to finish it because he got injured. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting thing to learn. But on the whole part, I can't really say much happened in these episodes, or at least not much happened that I cared about.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Just, and in fact, it was dull enough that I was thinking, how much longer do I want to watch this, you know? I'm not sure how many episodes this is, but I think it's a lot.
Well, there's 38 episodes in the first season. In total, it depends. Are we counting the Yo Mushi Pedal Next Generation?
Oh, I don't know.
If we don't count that, because I think that like takes place like in the next year, and you know, a bunch of new characters join the club and stuff. Though, but Before that, it's 62 episodes. Counting that, it's a total of 87. And, oh, no, wait, I think there's another one that's after that. I'm not sure. It's a lot of episodes. Season 1, though, only has 38.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Only has 38. But, yeah, I will... Honestly, the most memorable thing to me was that there's this music that was playing, like, during the second of these episodes. And there's a part of it that kept making me think I was hearing... I don't know if you noticed this, maybe you didn't. I kept thinking, wait, is that the Seinfeld theme? I kept, like, wondering, like, wait, is there, like, a sound in the... Because did I leave a window open that suddenly played the Seinfeld theme? Is someone watching it nearby? I kept like hearing like something that sounded like that in it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was Yo Mushi Pedal. Unfortunately, not terribly much to say about it, although I guess we did. All right. So we come to World Trigger episodes 10 and 11. Okay, so the first episode is, you know, they enter the Tamakoma branch, and unfortunately there's not that much to say about this one because about half of the episode is padding.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff about them, you know, trying to figure out what, like, to eat and, you know, the fishing and stuff, that's all padding. That was, unfortunately. So that kind of made that episode kind of boring. Also, I keep noticing that they're in the recaps, the translation just seems a little, like, off in a way that's not really as common in the episode itself. Like, you know, it's saying, like it's saying, Jin suggested Yuma to join Border. And I'm just like, what? That doesn't sound right at all. It's not like it's wrong. It just sounds really awkward. Normally you would say he suggested that Yuma join Border, or he's suggested to Yuma to join Border.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, not really that much to say about that. Now, the second episode, episode 11, that's another matter. Okay. So in this one, we finally get, we get Yuma's basically whole backstory, which was that to sort of essentially to go through as sort of quick, he and his father, you know, fought in battles in the sort of neighbor world. But then Yuma, due to sort of rashness, encounters a black trigger and gets himself killed. So, well, effectively killed. But so then his father basically rescues him by making a black trigger, you know, dying to do so, obviously, to give him a new Treon body so that he would continue to live. Also, this gives him his father's side effect, which is why he can detect lies. So that's explained. And so basically, that whole backstory explains a lot of things about him.
Yeah. Which, I was really confused, though. Like... So this is in, like, another world, basically?
Yeah, it's the neighbor world. Like they mentioned, this is where, like, all the monster stuff are from. But but the people there are actually just, like, humans. It's just a bunch of the bad ones, like, you know, use the monsters to, like, attack places.
Okay. So they kind of live in, like, medieval times where they have fortresses and they're attacking fortresses, basically.
Well, I mean, we never got, like, to see that big a glimpse of it yet, so it's not clear, but yeah, we did, like, see fortresses. I mean, to be fair, in this world, all of the important weapons are made of Treon, so, like, are made of Treon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's that. One thing, though, it turns Yuma's hair white, and it doesn't explain why, and I was kind of confused about that. Was his father, like, just thinking, oh, man, judging by bleach, short white-haired guys are really popular. I should do that so he can become really popular. But sorry, Yuma's father, Osamu won the character popularity poll, although Yuma did get second place in that, so... I guess that's something. but anyway, so there's that. Also, so we get through that. Basically, and then after we get through all of that. Osamu talks to Yuma and manages to convince him to stick around because he was going to leave back for the neighbor world. And the plan essentially is that they want to try to get into the expeditions to visit the neighbor world to try to find, mostly because, you know, Chika wants to find her brother and that friend who disappeared. So the plan is, hey, we're all going to enter border and try to get up, make it squad and work our way up to A rank and get selected for an expedition. And which is essentially where that episode ends then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to be honest, I wasn't really too into these two episodes, especially not the first one, for reasons you already described. this second episode felt more like set up for stuff that's going to come, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it basically was set up in giving us Yuma's backstory, which was useful to know, I thought. It did explain some things, especially, like, for example, you'll remember how he was, like, super strong, indicating in the early episodes. You know, he survives the crash with the car and stuff, and, you know, like, just beat and is able and is all that stuff. Well, this, it doesn't state it explicitly, but it does, but the thing is, it was kind of treated, oh, he's a neighbor, so he has all these funky powers. No, it's because his normal body is made of Treon because of what his father did. That's why he's so powerful normally.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to that. And why he can, even within that, you know, then transform into a Treon body within the Treon body, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the first episode, I was like, thinking, oh, yeah, dang, I remembered this episode had some padding, but I don't think there's anything like this later on. Well, not counting the filler arc itself that comes later, but yeah, I did enjoy the second episode more than the first. But it was, as you said, kind of set up for stuff that's about to happen. So, but that stuff is more interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, I can't believe I never noticed this before. I've read through the series multiple times. I've seen this episode at least once before. I never noticed you never, ever see Yuma's father's eyes.
Oh.
It's always, like, you'll see, like, you know, the lower portion of his face, and but you never actually get to see his eyes. The only time you get to see his full face is after he's, like, basically been turned to, like, dust, and then you still don't see the eyes. So I thought, and I was just feeling, yeah, you never did see it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess that's our stuff. Did you have anything else to say about those three before we get to our rankings?
No, that's it for me.
Yeah, not wasn't too much to talk about because we well, I guess there were six episodes, but we kind of got a bit unlucky in terms of how many of these weren't things that were you could really say much about.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I mean, it's really easy. It's Ice Shield 21 first, World Trigger second, Yomushi Petal third.
Yeah, same for me. Exact order. not really that difficult to figure out there. That's pretty obvious, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, that's it for this episode, I suppose. We'll be back next week with actual Toonami content.
Yep.
So, we'll see you then.